This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, 855 450 free. That's how you can call in to join us in hour three. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, you've got a story from Ars Technica about the British GCHQ, which is the Government Communication Headquarters, which is the British equivalent to the NSA. And part of the Five Eyes, and there are actually several government agencies from the U.S., the U.K., New Zealand, Canada, and Australia that are part of the Five Eyes, and it's called Five Eyes because of the five countries, not five agencies
right,
involved.
Five E-Y-E-S.
Yes. And, yeah, so this article saying that yeah, there have been some violations of the European Convention of Human Rights on behalf of GCHQ. Some of those violations include them using the NSA, or rather, just because you use the NSA to violate the rights doesn't mean right. that you're not culpable for violating the rights.
Right. And
you didn't directly do it, but you had someone else do it for you, so therefore you're still liable.
Right, and the ruling also found, and this is kind of where we dropped off, also found that surveillance violated freedom of expression because of its potential chilling effects on journalists.
Yes, yeah. And this is what I wanted to talk about for a moment, and I realize that this story is old, but it's a story that I don't think too many people are familiar with. The U.S. government, back in 2012, but it did not really become public until, I think, 2013, the DOJ obtained 2 months' worth of phone records of journalists from the Associated Press.
Yeah.
And this all had to do with, I believe it was one or two journalists that were doing stories on some terror cell. And because they were communicating with a source,
right,
the DOJ wanted the cell phone records and the landline records of everybody at the Associated Press.
Yeah, yeah.
And what this winds up doing, it doesn't just wind up telling you, here's the two journalists that were communicating with somebody in Turkey that may or may not have been the source, but it also winds up potentially exposing every source that every journalist has for every story they're working on.
Right. And this was an interesting one because, it was the all of AP, but it was also under similar justifications. They used this when Eric Holder went after James Rosen of Fox News.
Yes.
Basically saying that he was a possible co-conspirator in violation of the Espionage Act of 1917. Yes. And this is being used against the press, and I don't...
What little press we have left.
Well, in a sense, we're part of the press.
No, we definitely are, but there's so much like, the mainstream channels that so many people follow is just so full of, like, scripted garbage these days.
It can be, but people have a right to put out scripted garbage if journalists wish to do that. Then
right, and
to
that's
me,
more lazy reporting and some
right.
of the centralization. But Reuters, they do a lot of good investigative journalism.
They do.
The Associated Press does a lot of good investigative journalism.
Yeah, and the idea that that what have we always been taught? We've always been taught that a reporter's sources, those are confidential. Those are protected by the First Amendment.
Yeah, but didn't, the Supreme Court rule that, you could actually, some journalists or media could publish lies, knowingly publish false information?
Well, people in the media don't take an oath of office.
I can't remember what the case
you're probably talking about some defamation case, and defamation requires willful intent to harm someone's character.
Right. See if I can pull it up. It was
and that's been brought up a lot with Trump and, you know.
Right, and Roy Moore tried filing a defamation lawsuit against some journalist from a year ago, and then again against Sacha Baron Cohen just a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
Alleging some kind of defamation of character, but because he is a public official, there's a much higher bar that has to be met for a defamation suit to have any kind of standing at all.
And why this is, why is this even dangerous? Why do we care if reporters, you know, can have protected sources? The reason is we, as a society, have relied upon and continue to rely upon the press to ask questions that we may not think to ask.
Right.
And that's why, you know, our founding fathers and framers put that First Amendment in there, and they mentioned freedom of the press because they did not want the press to be able to be swayed by the political changing whims of, you know, of the time.
Right. And let me real quickly, and then we'll go to the phones, explain why cell phone records are as important as they are. The ACLU says that typically a phone record of any kind, but, you know, like most people nowadays use cell phones.
Right.
Phone records obtained by the feds will show the date, time, and duration of incoming and outgoing calls and text messages. While it does not reveal the actual content of the call, it can be used to show a network of contacts and reveal a relationship between the people being contacted.
Right. And I will posit that it's more than likely that they are, while they're doing just the, you know, date and time and all that, you know, if they didn't need to store all that content, then the NSA wouldn't have wanted to build the world's largest data center in Utah.
Right.
There would not have been a need.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Will calling in from Seattle. He's, I guess, in the Discord. Will, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, so I wanted to call about, I guess there's like, over like 100 homes on fire in Boston right now.
Yeah.
There was some kind of gas explosions or something. I had just heard about that. I didn't know if you guys caught wind of that.
Yeah. I actually
mentioned something about it, but
actually I got asked to go, some of you know that I do live streaming for news to share on Facebook, and, I was actually reached out and asked if I could go cover some of this because it's becoming a much bigger issue than originally thought, to the point where Governor Sununu here in New Hampshire has apparently said that like several New Hampshire fire departments have been like sent there to help because all of these houses are bursting into flames and there's only so many fire departments.
So what's going on? Is there like a gas leak or something? Because generally,
supposedly,
houses don't just burst into flames.
Yes, it is a gas leak, I guess. I don't know. Some pressure in the pipes, and it's just causing explosions.
That sucks. So
like,
my question...
So they actually, I heard that anybody with gas is supposed to, like, evacuate the house and their homes in Andover.
Ah. So this is... Massachusetts has somewhat of a history with this, and either requiring people not to leave their homes or requiring them to leave their homes. Lots of governments do. But is this a forced evacuation? In other words, do men with guns show up at your door and say, you must leave immediately, or I'm curious.
So I just found a story from Boston.com. They say that here's tweets from the cities of, or possibly towns of, Lawrence, Andover, North Andover, and state officials. From Lawrence, Mass. For Lawrence evacuation, South Lawrence residents should have received a wireless emergency alert. This is directing residents in South Lawrence to evacuate the area due to an ongoing emergency. If you have a car, please safely leave the area. You can drive to a shelter, and then they give locations of shelters. If you need a ride or cannot drive, please go to one of the three evacuation assembly points, and then they list those below. Andover police say alternate shelter is being opened at a middle school. Andrew Mailer, who's a town manager for some municipality, says if you have natural gas, please do not return to your home. We are working with Columbia Gas to identify specific areas at risk so that others can return
Let's
to their
hold
home.
Hold them over.
So, if you, Will, I don't know if you have any info on this. It sounded like you did not. But, yeah, if you've got some info, hold the line. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us with whatever is on your mind. And we'll get back to the phones here in just a second. But I want to make sure that I tell you about Bitcoin.com because they want you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, hard to believe it's been 4 years already, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, BTC, and now you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. Chris, I know that you've recently been doing some remodeling and getting some stuff from Save It Purse. I don't know how much you contributed to the $4 million of savings, but I know you've contributed a good bit.
It was a lot of savings.
And again, that's an average of 15% per purchase. And of course, you can save between 5 to 33%. And most of the time, people buy things through Save It Purse that they were going to buy anyway. I guess every now and then somebody's like, oh, well, I can get it for 25% off. I don't really need it, but yeah, go ahead.
What the heck?
What the heck? Go ahead, save some money. And yeah, so what you do is you go to saveitpurse.com. You put things into your cart. You then fund the account. You select the discount that you want, and then you save. Saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse, all one word. So this is not an email address. Don't, you know, type in to your email, save it purse, because that's not going to work. In the address bar, saveatpurse.com. Let's go to Sarah calling in from Nuevo Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I just want to let you know that, did you know that there's a secret underground railway connecting Albuquerque to Denver, Colorado?
Ah, to the airport?
Hold on, there's an underground railroad in New Mexico?
Hold on, I want to hear this.
I want to know more about the underground railroad.
Well, it's definitely a government top secret, and it's got to do with the underground base, underground bomb shelter. I just heard it from a guy.
So if it's top secret, how do you know about it?
She heard it from a guy. Hold on. Keep going, Heather.
I was at a store, a convenience store, and I told him, I said, did you know there's underground bomb shelters that go 8 stories down? Did you know they have these?
Well, and what did they say to you?
And then he said, my dad worked on the underground railroad from Albuquerque to Denver, Colorado. And he said he worked on it. He goes, did you know that there's an underground railroad? And all of these top secret, they're coming out because they tell their families.
Sure.
You know what I mean? If you're working on it, you're going to tell your families at dinner time. And these people, their families know about it. And these people are, like I said, five bases, underground bases in South Carolina, they remain not anonymous. They have they tell people that put it on the website. Hmm. They never disclose who.
So, Sarah, what's the purpose of this underground railroad between Albuquerque and Denver?
Oh, I know, but go ahead.
Well, I have no idea what the purpose is, but it's a network.
Okay. Yeah. So here's kind of here's at least how the conspiracy theory goes. When they were building the Denver airport, there were a lot of conspiracies have come out about why did they need to dig it as deep as they did, where they dug. And then there's all these different like symbols and things like that in the statues and the paintings that make people believe that it's sort of the one world order, like. And the idea is this is the rumor, this is the urban legend, is that, you know, if the war ever is imminent and the end is coming, then all the wealthiest people in the world will all fly to Denver where they'll be safe. And then...
But what about this...
The train, right, that would just...
Albuquerque.
Right, there just may be, you know, from a conspiracy point of view, then maybe there's these spur lines that... will bring people to the Denver airport.
So,
Sarah, that's my thought.
How many other secret underground railroads are there going to the Denver airport?
No, I am not. I only know about one because his dad actually worked on it.
Allegedly.
Connects to Albuquerque from, but there must be other underground network. But I did hear
allegedly
that it took forever to build the Denver airport. It took like forever, and then I never knew that there was a question about how far they dug.
No, it did not take eternity to build the airport, Sarah. Thank you for the call.
But that's the thing. I mean, a lot of these there are government projects that, you know, it was just as crazy when people started here in the 50s that, you know, there's something going on down in Maryland, you know, and, you know, under Raven Rock Mountain where they were going to, you know, they're digging underneath this mountain.
It's totally plausible, though. Like, back in the alcohol prohibition days, right, they used to build tunnels in Massachusetts and, like, underground bunkers where they'd, like, stockpile booze.
You bet. But in this case, Raven Rock Mountain turns out that is now known as, became known as Site R, which was one of the underground pentagons. That this was where people in Washington would go, and it is literally an underground city. With bowling alleys and the downtown.
By Washington, D.C.?
No, it's under a mountain. It's actually in Pennsylvania, but just across the Maryland-Pennsylvania border.
Yeah, Sarah called in about that thing. It's super top secret. Nobody knows about it. Why is nobody talking about this? And then I just did a Google search and found like 1,000 websites
on
it.
And now you'll find more information about that thing, those types of things.
But they talked at their dinner table, Daryl. Did you not just listen? Hi, honey. What did you do today? How was work?
I dug a secret, top secret tunnel from Albuquerque.
400-mile.
Piece of cake.
Oh, I'm fairly certain somebody ate some cake somewhere along the non-existent tunnel route here.
I don't know.
But, yeah, like, you know.
That stuff does happen, though. He's, like, hidden.
I'm not saying it didn't. I'm not saying it did. I'm just saying that there's a whole lot of money that's gone missing.
Is it theoretically possible? Sure.
Right.
Am I going to believe it before there's some kind of evidence? No.
400.
But here's the problem. When your government lies to you so often and
that's
for so many years.
That's how you wind up with flat earthers, Chris.
Well, this is true, but this is why people will hear like these completely insane ideas and go, well, they also started Vietnam War. They also started World War II. They got
DEA
us.
DEA agents were meeting with you know, cartels in Chicago.
Right. And all these crazy things that turn out to be true. So, yeah, the side effect is that people do tend to believe in conspiracy theories.
There was that KFC. Remember I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago?
Those Pollos Hermanos that was like 15
right on the border
off of the Mexican border.
Yeah.
So they had like a little underground tunnel where they would like bring in the drugs.
Yeah, that was like 100 feet.
It was a KFC.
We're talking about
400 miles.
400 miles.
They were serving up some Kentucky Fried Cocaine.
Kentucky Fried Cocaine.
Yeah, I just don't. And then why only Albuquerque to Denver?
For Sarah. She likes public transportation.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. No, Sarah, they don't have special trains just for you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The flooding in North Carolina is underway as massive Hurricane Florence slowed down at its outer bands, lashed towns on the Barrier Islands and on some of the Tar Heel State's rivers. FEMA Administrator Brock Long.
As the system's encroaching on the coast, the wind field is expanded. These wind bands that far precede the center of circulation are going to start pushing water up against the coast, but more importantly, up the Back Bay and inland area.
What makes Florence extremely dangerous are the deadly storm surges, mammoth coastal flooding, and historic rainfall expected. Problems with a high-pressure gas main apparently to blame for dozens of fires in Essex County, Massachusetts. Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera launched an emergency response.
The people that live in South Lawrence, if they smell or gas or see fire, they should evacuate their home.
At least 40 homes across three communities north of Boston have been damaged. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us and the Us in Studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And maybe you're too shy to call in, but you still want to interact. You can do that over at the forums that we have over at forum.freetalklive.com. I think a lot of people, you know, like there's still some action on the forums, but I think a lot of people have sort of taken the posting, I guess, over to Discord. I don't know. Discord seems to be a little more active than the forum these days.
It definitely has more subscribers, but there's not a week that goes by that I don't get a message from, you know, the forums with somebody posting something. People still like... The nice thing about what LRN.fm and Free Talk Live do is we use all these different technologies.
Right.
There's millions, billions of different ways that you can interact with us, and it's fun.
All of them using the internet, which is a series of tubes, I hear.
It is a series of tubes.
Forum.freetalklive.com. So is there more to talk about on these secret underground railroads or the government spying?
No. The long and the short of it is, you know, the European Union basically did a slap on the wrist and said, don't do this anymore. They've ruled and said that this violates people's human rights. And anytime, you know, government courts or tribunals come out and say that thing, say those things, I think it's a good thing. I never get my hopes up.
I'm not going to hold my breath
right.
that GCHQ, NSA, and whatever the Australian and New Zealand and Canadian equivalent are, that they'll actually wind up stopping.
Right. And that's the big thing. Yeah.
And maybe they'll just, you know, like focus all of their efforts on digging underground tunnels for some unknown reason. And you might know a guy that knew a guy that.
To be fair, she met the guy in a convenience store. So we're not talking about an unreliable source here.
She met a guy at a convenience store who said his dad worked on it.
Right. And I don't know what more you need for proof, Daryl.
Well, you know, I'm reminded of all of these urban legends where I know a guy that this happened to the guy.
No, a friend of his, right.
Yeah, like, it was his friend. You know, like, there's always the guy, and it was always in the neighboring town.
Right. But, yeah, big deal. Come on.
Yeah, so maybe there is a tunnel for some weird reason between Albuquerque and Denver. I don't believe it. Your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Christina calling in from New Mexico. Christina, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. Yes, I just wanted to share with your listening audience some regulations and requirements for our banking system that runs these governments and these state agencies and these corporations. And it's the NSCC. Which is in charge of bank regulations, both licensed and unlicensed, doing business in the United States of America. There's concentration limits of the overall exposure that they can use as limits and standards go. And what I found is that it's a violation based on emotional prejudice, which affects their financial capacity. And those excise 50% taxes are coming, so they're going to have to send out their, you know, fair market value, and they're going to have to do the required minimum distributions, even if they don't want to.
Hold on. Like, yeah, you're going really fast here, and I'm not able to wrap my head around all of what you just said here.
So you said that
there's a government entity called the NSEC?
No, it's NS. See, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, C and C as a crooked cat. So it's
okay.
The NCC. That's when you have a centralized counterparty that goes in and does a countermeasure test on the system. And
What's a countermeasure test? Testing to see whether they're too big to fail, whether they fail certain things.
Well, to identify sources of operational risk and minimize them, you know,
right.
through the development of appropriate systems, controls, and procedures. And what's happened is that the counterparty's obligations are not required upon Congress or legislature or even the Office of the Executive because it was a multinational enterprise agreement, and we didn't invite Trump.
Right. Like a lot of these things, and you're referring to the National Foundation for Credit Counseling.
No, not at all. It's the National Security for Settlement Systems and the DTCC. It's a central corporate business continuity function that we have in place within the enterprise systems that run part of the market and, you know, all the way to your utility payments that you send, all these transfers that go on. There is a clearinghouse that accounts for them. So there
okay.
is a record, a permanent yeah. record.
Right.
And all you need to do is read the audits of your Senate or your Congress or even your county once a year or at all, and it will change your mind. You just have to read the...
Hold on. Is Congress audited?
That's what I'm trying to get to. Exactly what am I supposed to read and where do I find it?
Okay, what you read is you would go to whatever state that you're in, like New Mexico. It's state.nm.us. .gov, and you can go into audits, and they have the past three different audits from different auditors, and they also have material weaknesses.
So what specific thing do you want people to look for in the audit?
Because I've read audits.
I want them to go 3 years back and read that, 10 years back and read that audit, and then that's all I wanted. Just read today's audit and read it 10 years ago.
And then do what with the information? Just be aware of the information?
Well, any intelligent, capable individual, knowing what cost and risk and rate of return is, would understand that what we are seeing is a proliferation of economic collapse and an acceleration of the depletion of natural resources, and that's not a sustainable market.
Well, yeah, but you're not giving anybody any hint on how to go about doing this. So
she mentioned go to the website.
She did. She
said for the audit and read the audit.
Read the audit and then read the one from 10 years ago and compare the two.
Right. And what specific things do you want people to look for in the audit?
Right.
And then what do you want them to do with the information other than just be knowledgeable of I have read the audit
and angry?
I'm extremely angry. That's correct, because you sound like someone that has the capacity to have that competent, you know, financial fiduciary intent for a continuity of the market. What we're seeing is a grand slam grab bag of, you know, this extinguishing market, because debt securities are not going to get us to the next step.
Right.
We have to invest in clean water systems and distribution, be our own energy producers, be our own agricultural producers, protect our borders from, you know, people like the Zika virus and Hunter virus coming in and, you know, mass shipments and doing our due diligence.
Those things aren't going to be found in the audit.
Well, no, what she's saying is that all this points to...
I figured people are intelligent enough to figure that out.
Right. No, you have an audience here that is mistrustful of...
A bunch of other people listening to this conversation other than just the three people in the studio and you.
I think we can all agree to
clear up for other people of what specific thing do you want them to look at in the audit. And, Chris, you're trying to get another piece of info.
No, I'm just saying that I think we can all agree that this entire system is unsustainable. Our financial system is unsustainable. Our government spending is unsustainable. And that's not news. But... If you're proposing specific solutions,
that's what she's doing.
Yeah. That's what
she's proposing her solutions.
And we can
debate on that.
And we can debate those. Like if you say we need sustainable the wind power
water
and things
and
like that, I'm going to challenge on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't need people to pick the specific, you know, renewable or recurring revenue energy source that they want to pick. I just want them to be their own producers, so that way they're not paying a third-party market at the expense of their children's survivor benefit.
You should call in more often.
Christina, thank you for
intellectually satisfying
your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now to 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We'll get into story about mandatory evacuations. How mandatory are they? But first, want to make sure that I tell you about CryptoTip.org. The CryptoTip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to your service provider, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it brings up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and then allows them to claim the amount that you have put on the tip. If they don't claim the crypto during, you know, the period of time that you choose, be it 1, 2, 3, 6, or 12 months, you get the crypto refunded to you. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. Remember that there are 6 to a page. That way, if you're trying to print out 1 or 2 pages worth, you know how many to print. Available with Dash and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, CryptoTip.org.
So I got this story here. These fires are like kind of got me thinking about these like mandatory evacuations and stuff like that. And then you get the hurricane down south.
Yeah, hurricane's supposed to be hitting the Carolinas today, I think. Probably bringing a lot of rain to most of the southeast up through Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in D.C. over the weekend, so hopefully I don't wind up getting too much of the rain.
We should really have weather.
Yeah.
Can we do that, Daryl? Can we do green screen weather?
No, we cannot do green screen weather because we're not a television station, and a lot of the stations that take Free Talk Live delay broadcast. So if we're doing up-to-the-minute news, then that really throws off what Free Talk Live is an issues-oriented show, not news of the minute.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
I'm telling you no. So, how mandatory are these evacuations?
All right. So, this comes from WUSA9.com. And it says, All week long, WUSA 9 Verify researchers have been tracking misinformation coming around Hurricane Florence. Governors in the Carolinas and Virginia have all issued mandatory evacuations along the coast. And Virginia won't be rescinding the order anytime soon, according to Jeff Caldwell, the Director of External Affairs at the Department of Emergency Management. Lots of people online are confused about whether or not a mandatory evacuation is actually enforceable. We verified, can you be arrested? First, our researchers dug up the laws. In South Carolina, state code says the governor can compel an evacuation, but there's no punishment for people who refuse. In North Carolina, you can get up to a 60-day sentence in jail and a $1,000 fine and a Class 2 misdemeanor. In Virginia, it's a Class 1 misdemeanor carrying up to 12 months in jail and up to a $2,500 fine. So technically, you can be arrested, but it's not likely. The sheriff in York County, Virginia, said his squad is not going to arrest residents for failing to evacuate. The decision to leave is up to you, which I kind of find that interesting because you're basically somebody who's employed to enforce the law and you're stating that you're not going to enforce the law.
Because so. They're mandatorily being evacuated themselves. This
but I mean, it kind
me.
Of would be like if you were to go back, like could they cite you and arrest you after? You know what I mean?
Right. That sounds kind of like, well, we heard that you jaywalked yesterday. We didn't actually see it. It would be rather difficult for them to prove that you didn't evacuate and then just get back before they did. But this reminds me of the road closures down south, the handful of times that it ever snows enough to close the roads because, you know, one, it doesn't snow down south a lot, so it doesn't justify them having millions upon millions of dollars worth of equipment to clear the snow that might not happen for a couple of years.
Right.
So when it does happen and they close the roads, the cops aren't driving around, you know, they're not driving around looking for people that are driving on the closed roads due to the snow. They just have something set up to where insurance doesn't cover anyone if they crash on a road that has been closed due to snow.
See, I feel like they're more likely to enforce the ones where they, like, shut down the roads because then, like, if you get stuck and someone's got to come out and, like, save your butt, then they're going to be like, oh, well, guess who didn't listen? Here's a ticket.
Yeah, but in most cases, they have an obligation. They don't get a chance to say, you know, I'm sorry you left a bunch of newspaper next to your fireplace and your house caught on fire, so that's your fault, so we didn't come out to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's interesting, though. I do think, and this reminds me of, do you remember Mount St. Helens?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mount St. Helens, the thing blew up. And
in your lifetime, you're that old.
Jesus.
It happened in my lifetime.
You're that old, too?
Yes. I am that old. I used to have a copy of the Time magazine that had the photo.
Yeah. So that was about 200 miles away from us, and I watched it. I mean, we watched it. You used to be able to see Mount St. Helens on the horizon.
Used to.
And then it was gone one morning, and it was just a line of dark black cloud ash all the way across the horizon. But there was this old guy who lived up there. Do you remember this story?
I do not, no.
His name was Harry S. Truman, and he lived literally like on Spirit Lake on the mountain, and he was one of those guys. He's just like, I don't care what you say, I am not going anywhere.
This was not the former president that lived atop Mount St. Helens.
No, but apparently his parents were big fans of the former president because they named their son Harry S. Truman.
Yep.
And Harry S. Truman, he died, when the mountain blew up and Spirit Lake, just ended up being one big mudslide.
Was Mount St. Helens the one that Gary Johnson climbed with a broken foot?
I don't know.
You're thinking of Mount Everest.
Anybody with
$75,000 to blow can wind up climbing Mount Everest.
You can do that.
But he climbed it with a broken foot.
There are some people that climb it with no arms and legs.
There's some people that didn't climb. They climbed it fine, but they didn't climb back down, and they're still there.
Yeah.
The Sherpas, they climb it dozens of times a year.
Yeah. What about the Sherpas?
Ooh, never heard of them.
You're just talking about Gary Johnson all the time. Sherpas
are the guides that help the tourists climb Mount Everest.
Yeah.
They were the ones that helped.
Speaking of Gary Johnson, did you see that the courts there struck down that straight voting ticket there in New Mexico that the Secretary of State? So the Secretary of State there tried to do this sneaky
straight line voting
for November.
Yeah, so the legislature removed that from the ballots in New Mexico a couple of years ago. The Secretary of State this year just on a whim decided, yeah, we're going to put that thing back on the ballot. And the Libertarian Party, of course, sued.
Right.
And the Libertarian Party was successful in the lawsuit.
For them.
And the court said, yeah, you can't put the straight ticket thing back on because the legislature removed that.
See, right. You know what we need is we need those little sound effects where I could push a button and like applause when we say something good.
No, we don't need sound effects. Yeah, we're not a morning show.
Come on. We do a great morning zoo show.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we?
Yeah, I feel like we'd make it that much more enjoyable.
Daryl, we should. We should pitch this. We should pitch, like, you know, the morning zoo.
Yeah.
No.
It would be a blast. You would love it.
No.
No.
Can you imagine if we were...
Morning shows are absolutely horrible.
Oh, my God.
With all of the weird, wacky sound effects.
It's
unlistenable radio for the most part.
I know it.
If you commute to work and you just want your cup of, you know...
A cup of
frappy mocha latte chino. What was that styrofoam espresso thing you were reading about?
It was just an ad, and it was just driving me nuts, the extent that people have taken their coffee. No, I remember, did anybody ever listen to Opie and Anthony back when they were a show?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah. I'm aware that they were a thing.
I loved
it. Never listened to them.
Right. Did you remember Jocktober?
No.
It's like every October they would scour the country for the worst morning zoo shows.
Oh, God.
And they would play them, like, all October long, just to play them and make
fun of
them.
I'd almost be better at morning talk radio than I would night talk radio.
Are you a morning person?
Yeah, well, I love coffee.
Well, who doesn't?
So, like,
but I drink mine at night.
I would love to see. I had to get a caffeine-free tea. I got a Starbucks tea right here.
Sacrilege.
I was going to get a chai tea.
So is there more on these evacuation things? Because talking about what type of radio you like is absolutely horrible radio.
Coffee talk there, too.
I mean, there's not much more to this one. It just says, a law professor of the University of North Carolina backed up the blog with all the information. Of course, state and local officials are not likely to order the mass arrest of individuals who refuse to heed a mandatory evacuation order, but this does not mean that they should be ignored. So.
Right, and then also keep in mind that sometimes while people are being mandatorily evacuated, other people are being mandatorily prevented from evacuating. We're out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow and want to thank amplifier Richard Thompson, who is a gold amplifier. You can join the AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NUTRI, Medical, MEDICAL.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.